Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 29th. Happy Resurrection Day. Happy Palm Sunday as well. This week on the Project 119 podcast, we're going to do things a little differently. Starting tomorrow, different members of the church staff will be reading from God's Word for you. And because we finished up Romans, we're going to go through passages that relate to Holy Week and to the death and resurrection of our Lord. I know you'll enjoy hearing from different people, and I would appreciate if you'll reach out and let them know so. Today's passages are Philippians 2, 5 through 11, Matthew 21, 1 through 11, and Psalm 77, 1 through 9. I'll be reading today in the Christian Standard Bible, or the CSB. Philippians 2, starting in verse 5. The title in my Bible says, Christ, Humility, and Exaltation. Adopt the same attitude as that of Christ Jesus, who, existing in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be exploited. Instead, he emptied himself by assuming the form of a servant, taking on the likeness of humanity, and when he had come as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason, God highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And it is fitting for us to read Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11, because this is the triumphal entry. When they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus then sent two disciples, telling them, "Go into the village ahead of you. At once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once." This took place so that what was spoken through the prophet might be fulfilled. "Tell daughter Zion, see, your king is coming to you, gentle and mounted on a donkey, on the colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt. Then they laid their clothes on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their clothes on the road. Others were cutting branches from the trees and spreading them on the road. Then the crowds who went ahead of him and those who followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in an uproar, saying, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." There is so much here that I want to say, but I'm going to try to keep my comments to a few. The triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem is told in each of the four Gospels. It is a climax moment in Jesus' ministry where he is revealing himself through action as the Messiah. It says in my CSB Women's Study Bible that the day Christians now call Palm Sunday is the day that the Jews were selecting their Passover lambs for the celebration. Jesus arranged his entry into Jerusalem as a royal figure, but not one armed for war. Kings rode mules and horses to make an entrance at the time of war. but donkeys at times of peace. Jesus' choice of a donkey was a statement of authority, peace, and humility. A few more notes. The Jews of Jesus' day understood Zechariah 9:9 as a messianic reference. Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout in triumph, daughter Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, humble and riding on a donkey. The Mount of Olives was significant as a place where the glory of the Lord had departed Israel and where the Messiah was expected to appear. One more thing. The people's song of praise, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," was part of the Hallel sung antiphonally on the road to the festivals. This, along with the cries of Hosanna, were the expected greetings of the Messiah, associated with the Jewish longing for freedom from the Romans in the first century. So all this kind of comes together to show us that Jesus is saying, "Your king has come," but they expect the king to take over and defeat the Romans. And instead, Jesus has a bigger battle, the battle with sin and death and the grave. And this week, we will see that he reigns triumphantly. And now, as is our normal practice, we'll read a psalm, Psalm 77, verses 1 through 9. I cry aloud to God, and he will hear me. I sought the Lord in the day of trouble. My hands were continually lifted up all night long. I refuse to be comforted. I think of God, I groan, I meditate, my spirit becomes weak. You have kept me from closing my eyes. I am troubled and cannot speak. I consider days of old, years long past. At night, I remember my music. I meditate in my heart, and my spirit ponders. Will the Lord reject forever and never again show favor? Has his faithful love ceased forever? Is his promise at an end for all generations? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has his anger withheld his compassion? If we were to read on in this psalm, we would see that the hymn emphasizes the Lord's superiority, that he is greater than the powers around him, than creation, and that he is in control. And this is what the psalmist needed to hear. It ends by saying, "You led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." Thank you for listening along as we read God's word together. Let's cry out to our shepherd even now. Whatever you are facing this week, be reminded that Jesus is triumphant over sin and hell and the grave. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, you are our shepherd. We don't have to want. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our soul. Even when we, like the psalmist, have come into trouble, and when we are in the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear because we know that you are near us. Your rod and your staff, they comfort us. We thank you, Lord, for preparing a table of blessings for us. In the presence of our enemies, turn our attention and our mind to you. Help us to bring our thoughts and our intentions before you and see if there is any wicked way within us, Lord. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, thank you for anointing our head with oil. Help us to be ever so grateful for the bountiful blessings that flow down upon us. Surely your goodness and your mercy follow us all the days of our lives. And we shout with the little children in worship, Hosanna. We raise our palms, blessing the one who comes in the name of the Lord. And it is in Jesus' name that we pray all of these things. Amen.